everybody, and welcome to this special on the Mars conjunct Saturn aspect that is taking place on the 10th of April this year. So it's going to enter on the 9th of April at 9:48. It's exact on the 10th at 9:35 p.m. Then it leaves on the 12th of April at 9:20 a.m. We're still going to influence it right up until about the 15th, and obviously anything that you set your intentions into order at this time will also come into fruition, especially Mars first house related matters such as how you project yourself onto the world, because of course Mars rules Aries, which is cardinal fire energy. Saturn rules the 10th house, which is all to do with your career. So anything that you set, you can do a special meditation from like 9:35 p.m. or start at 9, finish at 10. Also on the ways that you view your karma, you may set your karma more. When Mars conjuncts Saturn, Mars is in the constellation of Aquarius and so is Saturn. What I'm talking about now is based on Vedic constellational astrology, which is based on where the actual planets are at any given time. So yeah, first I'm just going to start by talking about Mars and Saturn as an energy. So yeah, in short, Mars conjunct Saturn is a blending of Mars's assertive energy with Saturn's disciplined, structured and restrictive vibe. So this energy can manifest as the time to focus with determination and work hard towards your long-term goals. So it's good, you know, what are we? We're in April, so we're in the fourth month of the year. You may not have started what you plan to do in January if you celebrate your new year then. Some of you celebrate your new year like myself at the time of the spring equinox, so it's just 2 weeks in. So just thinking about, you know, have I started working towards my goals, and if not, what do I need to change in order to make use of the spring energy, which is the seeding energy, planning what you want to start to reap the harvest of in the summer. So we're talking about June to August and then the fall as well. So we're talking about September right up into, you know, November this time, December this time. So yeah, okay, so now I'm just going to give definitions of Mars and Saturn, and I'm using Knowles Till's work, so I can never pronounce his work properly, his name, but he's dead now, and he's one of the astrologers that have really, you know, really have helped me to become and still become the best astrologer that I can be. So Mars, according to Neil Till, is a bridge to the earth from beyond. So it's like a life energy, an intelligence that wants us to apply our feelings. So Mars is we work, it allows us to be diverse in our exchanges, in our conversations with others, if we're, you know, if we use the energy in a balanced way. Negatively can make us pushy with people, and people more sort of like pushy with each other, which can lead to conflict, but I'm going to talk more about, you know, the interpretation. So in Mars, with Mars's energy, this is where we make things happen, where we sort of like, you know, have those self sort of like defensive impulses. So it's kind of like a warlike energy. It's about how we apply ourselves, how we go about getting what we want to get done in the world, how we motivate ourselves, what motivates us. In short, how we kind of use or misuse our motivation energy, which covers, you know, physical exercise, sport, making love, sex. I just prefer the word making love, but yeah, you know, how we go after, you know, how aggressive we are, how passive aggressive we are. According to Nautil, when Mars is with Saturn, this can cause like a clash of principles, so clash in beliefs, you know, so we have to watch out for that at this time. Okay, so Saturn is a very ancient kind of planet. It represents time. It was known as Kronos in, I think, Greek mythology, and it represents karma and delays, and it is one of the most fierce planets in astrology because it causes delays, because people start thinking, oh, Saturn doesn't want me to do this and that. No, Saturn wants us to go after and get what we want, but in order to do that, we have to become disciplined, and to become disciplined, we need to know ourselves, if you know, but we all try to know others, you know, and tell others what to do when their poo-poo stinks, but we have a hard time, you know, telling ourselves when our own poo-poo stinks, you know. So Saturn is the great kind of discipliner. It's the planet that goes, okay, you want to be the best content creator, musician there is. How much do you want it? And even if you've got it, are you going to really appreciate it? Are you going to be disciplined all the way through to follow your craft? Because we see a lot of musicians, actors and people come and go and fade. And I'm not saying all the time it's anyone's fault, but in terms of, you know, let's take drug addiction for, and I know, you know, it's a big one, and I'm not trying to shame anyone or anything like that with this, but it's like, okay, in order to be a great musician, yeah, a lot of people say weed and all the rest of it inspires them to create the best music, but Saturn still wants to temper our usage of stimulants and other things. It's not saying complete no to pleasures in life, it's telling us to be more moderate, and it will obviously discipline us if we don't, you know, keep things in balance. And obviously, you know, we turn to our, everyone's addicted, you know, whether it be sweets, that's my thing, food, or drink, drugs, alcohol, the root of it is some kind of unresolved trauma. And this is why it's so important to resolve our traumas as we, you know, grow up into our age and stuff. So Saturn takes 28 to 30 years to orbit, and he kind of, as I said, it brings strategic delay. It's not meant to be harsh, but at the time, sometimes, because it's like, oh, well, I'm going to take your lover away from you. And at the time, you're like, but I love this person. I don't want them to grow, you know? And in 10, 20 years, sometimes it's just a month or two for some of you down the line, you realise, you know, getting that person out of your life was the best thing for you if you, you know, are open to learning your lessons and moving forward. So Saturn is all about respectability, responsibility, precision and reserve. You know, Saturn's like, yeah, okay, you know, you can sort of do anything that you want in this life, but at the same time, you know, how much are you going to learn to be humble, to allow other people to shine, you know? And not only that, yeah, you want to be the greatest business person, the greatest content creator, but how much do you want it? How much are you prepared to stand and be uncompromising in your truth, or are you going to let other people tell you who you are and stuff? So negatively, Saturn energy can make us arrogant, can make us dictatorship. So during this conjunction of Mars and Saturn, we may see more of a rise of dictatorships and stuff like that. So all in all, when Saturn comes together with Mars, it can bring a clash of harmony between hot and cold, between, I don't like the word good and evil, but you know, between, you know, being assertive and being humble and allowing others to be themselves as well, and respecting other people's boundaries, as well as, you know, allowing yourself to sort of like enforce your boundaries as well. Also, just to add that Saturn can represent so many things, you know, from the ways that we are deprived of resources, whether it's our parents' love, money and other things, how we can sort of like suffer ego, sort of like absorption. So do we allow ourselves to become self-absorbed, or do we allow our ego to be absorbed into the spiritual? Do we give up our ego as we learn and grow into spiritual things and see the spiritual reasons for, you know, being ambitious? Like, having money is not wrong, but having excessive while others go without the basic resources is, you know, sort of like a crime against humanity. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want to get into the debate of, you know, the billionaires and all the rest of it, but Saturn wants us to see the truth and know the truth for what it is, and ultimately wants us to learn our life lessons through the management of obstacles. Saturn is saying, listen, life can be hard, but if you learn to manage your own personality and how you respond to the world in general, and are prepared to work hard, and you can get, I don't want to say everything you've ever dreamed of, but, you know, more than what you have now, you know, add to your potential by allowing yourself to grow into your best self. Okay, so now I'm just going to talk about the pros and cons of Mars conjunct Saturn, and, you know, what it means on the individual, social, political levels. So positively, it allows us to become more disciplined and focused, and giving us the astrological support to, you know, kind of channel, use our energy towards reaching our goals, if we are prepared to become more disciplined. So looking at the areas of your life where you're not disciplined, thinking, also looking at your comfort zones, also thinking about how you can manage your time and other resources more effectively. So Mars brings the drive and ambition, and Saturn adds structure and perseverance. Also wants us, as I said, Saturn's all about overcoming challenges and obstacles with determination, so it allows us to have the stamina, to have the endurance to, you know, go through the cap that the world keeps on throwing at us every single day, you know. Also gives us the space to make long-term plans, and it wants us to think about the habits that we need to build into our daily life, because we can dream with the fairies, you know. I love to dream, but I've learned that unless I build consistency, because a lot of us were good at working in, you know, little spurts, that was my thing, and something that I'm working, this is my focus this year, or were used to procrastinating and stuff. But what I've learned from my lifetime of procrastination, couple decades worth, is that it just hurts you more when you don't do the things that you need to do. So you might as well do the things you need to do now. As I, you know, I suffer from mental health issues and depression and stuff. And what I've learned, like, you know, obviously depression and stuff is always going to be part of my life. I've learned to accept that for me. Obviously, as I healed and heal more, I learned to manage it better. And we can learn to, you know, manage our limitations better. So Saturn wants us to lay them foundations and think about the daily habits we need to build into our lives to reach our goals. Negatively, it can make us feel more frustrated because of the obstacles and delays that come up now. And impulsive nature of Mars is being restricted by Saturn here. So this can just lead to more frustration as well. Also, there's potential for conflict now. This can be on the world level, which I talk about more on the individual level, or within our own selves, between the part of us that wants to slow down or knows that we need to build a daily routine, and Mars's energy that can make us impulsive and want everything now. So Saturn wants us to delay gratification, you know, whereas Mars wants us to have our pleasure instantly. So just watch out for a misuse of sexual energy at this time. Try and put some of that creative Mars energy into planning for your future and finding the balance between taking action and following the rules. You know, Saturn's like, yeah, okay, you want to break the rules, but, you know, some rules can actually, breaking some rules can actually lead to you not being able to do the things that you need to do. So how can you work within the rules as well as maybe bend them a little without it being a detriment to you? Also negatively, we can experience burnout as well, as the intense energy of Mars combined with Saturn's demands for hard work can just make us feel like run down. So make sure you take time for fun during the Mars conjunct Saturn transit as well. So here we need to find a healthy balance between pushing ourselves towards our goals and taking breaks, sleeping well, eating right, exercising, and having, you know, the right amount of rest and recharge. So practically, we can find ourselves facing challenges right now, as I said, that require patience, perseverance, and strategic planning for us to overcome. It's a period where actions must be deliberate and well thought out to achieve our success and keep our focus, where working hard becomes, you know, really, really important while avoiding, you know, burnout. So yeah, as I said, have some fun, but you know, work hard, play hard is the motto during this, you know, the best use of this energy. So yeah, so on the world materialistic level, as I said, it may bring obstacles and delays in matters related to finances and career advancement. So, you know, there could just be, I know there's been a lot of layoffs and stuff, so could be some fluctuations in the stock market. On the personal level, just be careful about how you spend your money, because Mars may, you know, lead you out there to want to spend your money on rubbish. But it's conjuncting Saturn, so, you know, Saturn's allowing us to discipline our Mars energy here, so we have to take advantage of that. So it's a time to reassess our priorities and make the necessary changes to our plans to achieve stability and security in the physical realm. When Mars and Saturn conjunct this year, they are in the 21st degree of Aquarius. So again, this allows us on the collective level to progress in sort of being innovative in ideas and policies that can benefit humanity. But negatively, you know, policies that come in right now can sort of allow us or place challenges and setbacks in resolving wars and conflict. And we've got a lot, too many for me to go into at the moment going on. Again, so yeah, we've got a general election coming up in the UK as well, what must take place before the 28th of January. So it could take place early next year. There's a lot of debate. We've got a cost of living, global unrest across the world, you know. There can be a lot of authority classes and people needing to show the best leader, you know. So there can just be a lot of struggles between leaders at the moment as well. So it's important that they take a responsible approach, but also maybe, you know, leaders that who were despot, mentioning no names here, so who were tyrants, and you know, they may calm down their Mars energy a bit and may change. There could be an ending of war, but of course, you know, we've got two powerful energies that are kind of negatively seen as negative energy, so there can be more of explosions of war or a big event that can happen in terms of an ongoing war that's going on now, or something completely left field can just happen, you know. So yeah, regulations and security on a, you know, global level or community level can, because of tensions due to, you know, opposing forces that both want to see, you know, assert their dominance and be like, I'm the best. This can just cause all hell to break loose at the worst end of the scenario. But positively, this energy can bring limitations and stop destructive action. And of course, that's the scenario I'm hoping for. So on the spiritual, esoteric level, it can prompt us to confront our inner limitations, our demons, our fears, our karmic patterns, our toxic ways of talking to ourselves and others, so our toxic thoughts, our toxic ways of relating to ourselves and others as well. It allows and wants us to self-reflect and become more self-disciplined in thought, action and relating, and to transcend and get over our personal obstacles. And I'm not saying this in a flippant way, it's not easy, like I know, you know, it's a battle, but taking steps to, I don't want to say like your best self or your greatest self, because then some people may think, oh, was I a crap person before? I just, you know, to do that shadow work, to do that inner work, to embrace love, to let go of that resentment, get over that heartbreak from 5, 10, 20, 50 years ago. You know, a lot of us dwell on things that happened to us a long time ago, and I'm not saying that the pain, we can't still miss lovers, especially if it was a deep relationship that we had 5, 10, 15, that ain't the point. But cutting ourselves off on the life force energy and loving again, that's when the problem, that's why, because we're all a bit bitter and resentful because of past heartbreaks, and this creates the energy, and then we start becoming distrustful of the world, you know. But if we learn some few simple rules, and the biggest rule I've learned is knowing my internal darkness, knowing myself on all levels, because this has allowed me to understand other people who are going through different struggles from my own, and also to respect that we're all on different paths, and also to sort of like take responsibility, because this is what Saturn wants us to take responsibility, to build more inner strength, resilience and spiritual growth into our life, and you know, to gain self-mastery through perseverance, and to, by being honest about our faults, and to learning to love ourselves even when we're not being our best self, sort of thing. So ultimately, it wants us to align our thoughts and actions and the ways that we relate to ourselves and others with our authentic values and principles, and to foster, create a deep sense of purpose and connection to the divine on that esoteric spiritual level. So symbolically, as I said, Mars represents energy, action and assertion. Saturn symbolizes structure, responsibility and limitation. So, you know, this kind of like energy merges this energy, and on the symbolic level, this can manifest as a strong drive to work hard towards our goals in a disciplined and focused manner. It's a time when we may feel compelled, pushed to tackle challenges head on with determination and perseverance. So some of you, you know, you may have had an issue, 30, 40 years this issue could have been bothering you, but with this energy, and we've got Jupiter conjunction Uranus, and this is the only time Jupiter and Uranus meet, so check out the other link. You know, I'm planning to put this Jupiter conjunct Uranus video up, you know, just a few days after this one. But Jupiter and Uranus is rare. That's the only time they're meeting, whereas Mars and Saturn are meeting 9 times this year. So I'm going to talk about that at the end of, you know, the end of this video, just to show the other. So it's like, this is laying the foundation now. We've just had the spring equinox. This is the first Mars conjunct Saturn. This brings us the ability to be more creative, to take more practical steps towards using our creative energy. It wants us to take a more structured approach, a more routine approach to our creativity, using, you know, a blend of intuition and logical sort of taking time to be innovative in the solutions, finding solutions for our problems, and use careful planning and strategic thinking to overcome our obstacles as well. And emotionally, it can, again, as I said, bring up feelings of frustration or impatience due to the obstacles. So we can be reckless with this energy because we've got Mars here saying, oh, forget it, I don't want to learn Saturn's lessons, you know, I want to do what I want to do. So this is the time when we have to use our inner willpower, our strength, and build resilience to overcome our self-destructive behaviours and habits, and getting that help for any addictions or unresolved psychological, emotional, sort of spiritual wounds that we may have as well. Seeking that help and not thinking, oh, I'm too old to try again, or I can never change. You know, building some self-belief in yourself, you know, being firm in your convictions, believing in yourself, and that can be hard. So when resolving your psychological and emotional trauma, starting or continuing that work can help you to overcome these obstacles and to build yourself love. So don't think everything has to come overnight. It doesn't. It's a step-by-step, day-by-day approach. So yeah, it allows us to sort of like have more of a willingness to confront our emotional turmoil and psychological suffering and spiritual wounds with more maturity and self-discipline. Psychologically, it sort of can negatively, because of the Sabian symbol, which is the 21st degree of Aries, but the tagline for that, which I'm going to go more into, is a woman disappointed and disillusioned. So, you know, this imagery brings up a sense of being let down. So, you know, it wants us to confront issues that we got with, you know, going after believing that we deserve better for ourselves by giving us the power to successfully manage our desires, you know, and forgiving those that have hurt us, the, you know, our parent, our father or mother who weren't there for us, our primary caregiver or other family member, or that lover that hurt us, that best friend that betrayed us, that sister or brother or sibling that let us down, you know, ourselves, forgiving ourselves the ways that we let ourselves down, forgiving you for not being the best you you can. And just remember, we can only all be and do the best that we can in the time, and this doesn't mean that's an excuse, that's an explanation, that gives us the power to, you know, sort of like move on from the pain. So the best use of this energy is to set realistic goals, create a structured plan, and stay committed to the long-term vision, and sort of like be committed to the long-term vision. Stop thinking about the short-term, like, now I don't have all that I need, or I can't start now because to do the things that I need to do because I don't have everything I need right now. No, plan for the long-term, make a step, give yourself the proper time. You know, sometimes we don't give ourselves the proper time to achieve the things we think. Change comes overnight. That was my problem. I think, oh, you know, now I know that healing is a lifelong thing. You know, it's not something that we do once, it's something that we have to do every day. We have to commit to achieving our goals and building our best life and healing our wounds daily. So it wants us to have balance and to be more self-disciplined and be mindful of potential conflicts that can come up. And, you know, instead of playing into them and letting the Mars energy make you all fiery and impulsive, doing things that can have negative consequences, we have to balance taking action with careful thought and planning, balancing hard work with self-care. And, you know, and this will help us to avoid the burnout and frustration I was talking about earlier. And knowing that obstacles are things that, if we build the resilience to overcome, can make us stronger in the long run. allowing ourselves to take the time and plan. And you know, when a builder's building a house, they always prepare the foundations, because you're not going to build a house at 20,000, not 20,000, 200,000, or any sort of home, you know, without the right foundations. Because you build a house with the wrong foundations, then the wind comes or the storm comes and your house tumbles down. So Mars conjunct Saturn wants us to make solid plans, and the only way to do that is to, you know, write down what it is you want to achieve and every single thing you're gonna have to do daily to help you build your, you know, life and heal yourself. And it also reminds us to keep a positive attitude even in the faces of challenges, and just be open to, you know, growth and progress. So now I'm going to talk about the aspects that Mars and Saturn are making at the time of their conjunction. Then I'm going to talk about the stelliums. Then I'm going to talk about the fixed stars as well, and the saving degrees, and what it means on the karmic levels as well. So stay tuned, because I'm trying to cover all angles, because I realise some people would just feel it on the individual level. Some people would just feel it on the karmic level or in their relationships. So this is why I talk about all the different areas, because the message will get to whoever it needs to get to, basically, is the point I'm trying to make there. So yeah, okay, so starting with the aspects, so Mars is semi-square to Pluto, supports the positive aims of Mars's conjunction to Saturn, but negatively it can lead to power struggles, more impulsive control issues, and for us to be more self-destructive as well. So it can add to the frustration and to the aggressive words and accents, so you know, just take extra care. But Mars's semi-set style to the North Node allows us to be focused on aligning our actions and words with our future growth and karmic evolution. So it supports us in doing the right thing when conflict comes up, and focusing on what we need to rather than getting distracted at this time as well. But negatively, it can make us too pushy and forceful whilst we go after our future goals or whatever it is we want to do right now. So this can add to the conflicts and setbacks in us sort of like achieving the things we want to on our life path. Mars also makes a trine to the ascendant at this time, so it allows us to self-reflect on, you know, the things that we want to change in terms of how we project ourselves onto this world, how we, you know, the things we say and the things that we do. It also increases our personal drive and charisma, the ways that people can sort of like be drawn towards, our confident levels as well, can make us more physically vital. So it gives us that extra stamina and support and assertion to get physical things done, but also to have the mental determination to keep on going as well. But negatively, it can add to the recklessness and impulsiveness as well. So we just have to make sure that we use our self-awareness if we don't have it, to go and research it and build it into our lives. Saturn also makes a semi-square to Pluto as well, so again, it adds to the power struggles of the day. Saturn also makes a semi-set star to the Moon's North Node, so again, it supports us in going after what we need to do and staying focused, preparing us to, you know, supporting us as well to, you know, change if that's what we put our actions to. Saturn also makes a trine to the ascendant, so again, it allows us to bring more stability to our self-expression, giving us the confidence once again and allowing us to take that grounded approach to our personal development or professional development or spiritual development, whatever it is you're working on right now. It helps us to, you know, be seen more as reliable to the world and the people in it as well, and this can help us repair conflict in relationships as well. And it just allows us to be more confident in ourselves and expressing ourselves and standing up for ourselves as well, and asserting our boundaries as well. And this can just lead to smoother communication and stronger connections with those around us. And it also allows us to use our self-control if conflict does come up as well. So this is really, really good to, you know, keeping ourselves focused on the things we need to do and walking away from conflict instead of making it more explosive. So now I'm going to talk about the holistic karmic meanings, past life implications, and karmic lessons of Mars's conjunction to Saturn on the 10th of April. So as I said, Mars represents energy, drive, and aggression. Saturn symbolizes restrictions, discipline, and karma. So when these two planets come together, unresolved karmic issues related to how we misuse our ambition, power, authority, may come to light, as well as, you know, how we avoided or had too much power struggles in past lives. And what we need to learn on the karmic level is how to balance the aggressive energy of Mars with the patience, self-control and discipline, and patience and perseverance of Saturn. Lifetimes where we may have faced challenges related to how we asserted ourselves, or how we dealt with authority figures, or how we misused our authority as well, may come into our dreams or may play itself out to bring it to our attention with our current relationships right now. So, you know, this can just bring power struggles in your workplace, in your home right now, but I'm going to talk about more about how this energy affects relationships later. Past life memories of how we sort of like ran away from our karma may also come up as well. So, you know, here we're learning to face our lessons, to overcome our obstacles, and if we don't have the tools and support to do so, seeking out the tools and support to do so, but also taking personal responsibility, because that's what Saturn wants us to do. It wants us to be like, no matter what happens in my life, I am responsible, and the buck always stops with me. Because after a certain point, when people keep on doing the same stuff, and I know we can't always, I'm not talking about in situations where people do things to us without our consent and force things on us, but if you notice, oh, I always have toxic relationships, and you become aware of that, then maybe it's time to look into the why you allow these people into your life. What is it in you? Because there's always something in us. Like I said at the beginning, we find it much easier to see other people's faults, but we can't admit to ours, or it can be painful for us to admit to our faults as well. So Saturn wants us to look at the things that we need to change on the individual level to make our lives better. And yeah, some of us are in, you know, domestic violence situations, and it is hard. I'm not saying that, I'm not blaming anyone at all. What I am saying is reaching out to support and services and making a detailed plan, because I know, especially those in coercive relationships, you're gonna have to make a detailed plan, save up money, and, you know, in some cases, and, you know, make that break once and for all in the correct way. Because if you were just to act quick, it can be more of a danger to your life, and if you've got children and everything involved. So just take our own time to research and find the best tools to overcome your life discipline. So Saturn wants us to make the long-term plan rather than short-term and rushing, which Mars may force us to do. So ultimately the karmic lessons are the importance of using structured action and you know, well thought out communication, and how we can take responsibility and accountability for our lives, and how doing so can make us live, at least have more inner peace. So ultimately, we're given a chance and opportunities to overcome past life patterns of impulsive behaviour or resistance to discipline and self-control, and wants us to, you know, kind of build more maturity into our personal growth and management attempts. So at the time of Mars's conjunction to Saturn, we have a 3-point stellium between the Moon, Jupiter and Uranus, which are in Aries with a 39% orb, so pretty tight. And then we've got a 4-point stellium between Sun, Mercury, Chiron and the Moon's North Node in Pisces, which has a 16% orb. So, you know, not as strong as the Moon, Jupiter and Uranus stellium. So yeah, a stellium in astrology is when 3 or more planets are in a single sign or house, and this concentration of energy amplifies the characteristics associated with that sign, that planet, that house. So positively, stellium energy can increase focus and intensity in the areas of the chart. So as I said at the beginning, it's first house and 10th house as well, and then also the 7th house, and then also the 5th house because of the 10th house, 5th house axis, and because of the 1st and 7th house polarity as well. Sorry, I said that wrong. I was like, that don't sound right. The 4th house, 10th house priority, because obviously Capricorn, the 10th house opposite house is the 4th, and the 1st house opposite house of energy is Libra, and the 7th house, so yeah. So negatively, because of this concentrated energy, it can just be cause an imbalance or fixation on, you know, things right now, so it can just make us obsessive, so we just have to watch out for that. So in terms of the 3-point stellium between the Moon, Jupiter and Uranus, so it's an alignment of the Moon, which represents emotions, expansion and growth, which is represented by Jupiter, and unexpected change or rebellion, which is, you know, represented by Uranus energy, and the all in Aries. So this combination allows us to have more emotional depth and be ready to, you know, tackle our psychological, spiritual pain, and be more optimistic while doing so, and it also brings a desire of freedom, so it allows us to break free from the things that are holding us back. But negatively, it can make us feel more controlled, and, you know, make us want to conform to tradition and stuff, or people that, you know, want to control and dominate the world and sort of thing can kind of try and get in the way of our freedom right now on the negative end as well. So this can be on the global, on the government level, or on the, you know, community, family level as well. So the 4-point stellium in Pisces, which is with the Sun, that represents our, you know, ego, our identity, our creativity. Mercury, which represents communication. Chiron, that represents healing and mentorship, so getting help from those who are experts, those that can help us. And the Moon's North Node, which is about our karmic growth and life path. In Pisces, amplifies, increases sensitivity, our ability to be intuitive and have spiritual insights. So all in all, the Aries stellium wants us to be more bold and innovative, take action fearlessly, and the Pisces stellium adds depth through emotional intelligence and spiritual guidance, giving us the opportunity to organize, be more strategic in our efforts, to combine passion and perseverance to overcome obstacles effectively. It encourages us to use our unique talents and strengths in order to manifest our aspirations, and to blend being passionate, using our gut feelings and intuition with being practical and logical as well. So yeah, all in all, the Aries stellium allows us to, you know, embrace change and be more assertive in our plans and going after what we really want. The Pisces stellium provides us with the creativity, the compassion, the spiritual insight that can guide us towards a more intuitive and empathetic approach, having more compassion to our delays in goals, and, you know, the times when we're not our best selves, the times when we do procrastinate, you know, forgiving ourselves for the time we may have wasted in the past, or the time we felt like, a lot of the time we think we're wasting time, but we're actually doing a lot of inner work just by experiencing life, building that inner reserve. And sometimes this inner resilience doesn't come by, you know, direct action. Sometimes it's just, you know, because Saturn's the planet of karma. Some of us have got charts, day charts and night charts. So some of us have got charts where it's like, yeah, you're not going to achieve the things you want to achieve until when you're 30 plus. And some of us have got charts where, yeah, you know, we're going to achieve, most of our achievements are going to come from 0 to 30. You know, for some of us, it's 60 to 90. You know, so this is why, you know, it's good to use astrology as a tool to know yourself, so you know when, you know, the sadder periods of your life is, and when it's going to be the celebratory bonfire firework periods of your life, where it's all going to be light and things. And numerology can also help us as well. But yeah, sticking to what I'm talking about now, ultimately this stellium just wants us to bring and helps us to use the fiery energy of Aries and the watery depths of Pisces to become more structured, loving towards ourselves and others, forgiving and just determined. So now I'm going to talk about the saving degrees that are affecting us. So as I said, Mars and Saturn are conjunct in the 21st degree of Aries. This rules the spinal nervous system in the human body and has the saving symbol, a woman disappointed and disillusioned. As I said in the intro, Pluto is in the 8th degree of Capricorn, and this rules the lymph vessels of the knee and has the Sabian symbol, birds in the house singing happily. So As I said, the Sabian symbol of a woman disappointed and disillusioned adds more complexity to this conjunction. So it suggests a time of emotional unease and dissatisfaction and that may come up. You know, some of us may be really pessimistic, depressed and downtrodden. We may be experiencing a grief or a relationship breakdown or loss of career or just financial instability, spiritual or emotional, psychological relationship instability as well. So this energy basically wants us to confront uncomfortable truths, reassess our goals and, you know, align them with our deepest values and beliefs, as I said, but also to see the writing on the wall and just be like, listen, if I'm going to spend the next 20, 30 years of my life doing what I'm doing now, I'm never going to reach my goals. Getting honest with yourself of what you need to do to overcome the obstacles, getting real about the capabilities of other people in your life, because a lot of the time we fall in love with potentials, we want the world to change, but what I've realised, we have to change ourselves, and obviously not all people can change ourselves because of physical or, you know, psychological limitations. So it's just looking at yourselves and your capabilities and just being honest as well. And it wants us to really, on the practical level, really focus on the importance of maintaining physical and emotional balance during this transit. And it, you know, the spinal nervous system is in the human body is activated, so looking after our spine, looking after our posture, our legs and our, you know, back health and shoulder health and neck health as well. Also emphasizes the need for self-care, love, understanding, rejuvenation and mindfulness as well. And, you know, practices that help you support the health of your nervous system. So, you know, meditation, our nervous system are the things that is impacted in our, you know, our stresses, our depression, our anxiety and other psychological and emotional disorders, you know. So yeah, by paying attention to our posture, engaging in gentle movement or stretching exercise, I like to watch Dr. Joe's videos to take care of all my bones. So just Google Dr. Joe and I find her videos great. So, you know, this may benefit somebody, and she's not paying me to say this, but yeah. So anyway, you know, doing things that can reduce our depression, our stress. I know it's not easy, especially when we've got, you know, personality disorders and stuff like that, to manage our moods and emotions at all time. So again, it's not about shaming. I'm a holistic astrologer and I just like to look at the ways that we can holistically take care of ourselves. But also the number one is to love yourself always in every moment. And if you're not doing that right now, looking at all the things that you need to heal within you to make you do so, and knowing that, you know, you don't have to reach 100%, you can get to 51% loving yourself, and that's still more than, you know, not loving yourself, you know. So it's about being realistic and just building a small daily habits. So Pluto in the 8th degree of Capricorn supports the transformation and regeneration, and it rules the lymph vessels in our knee. So again, it reminds us of the deep need for self-reflection and healing, especially related to how we move forward in our life, because, you know, the knees are on our legs, so the legs are about movement. So the birds in the house symbology symbolizes a sense of harmony and joy, even during intense. So it's about finding, you know, just a song. There's always a song with me, and if you keep on listening to me, Joy and Pain, and it's an old 80s song. So if you put in Joy and Pain Maze on YouTube, and it's just a reminder of, you know, joy and pain are part of life. So learning to bring ourselves peace when everything's going to crap, you know, when life is poopy, we can just think, how can we build that inner reserve of love, serenity and contentment that can get us through even when, you know, there is a poo storm. So yeah, so this energy allows us to be more flexible, be more ambitious, disciplined, self-loving as well. Pluto's influence here, the Sabian degree, because Saturn and both Mars is making aspects with this, and, you know, at the time, and I know they're making aspects with the North Node as well and Ascendant, but Pluto allows us to, you know, overcome and have the strength to address any emotional, physical blockages that are getting in the way of our progress. It invites us to change with a spirit of resilience and openness, trusting in the wisdom gained through committing to or continuing the work of facing your life challenges head on. It gives us that unique opportunity to blend our actions and long-term goals, paving the way for sustainable growth and evolution. But again, as I said, because of the conflict and tension that can come up, it is important to develop or continue developing greater self-discipline and strategic planning and awareness and patience and assertiveness, as well as, you know, self-respect and respect for others as well. Pluto's influence in this cosmic dance reminds us of the transformative power that is within us. It wants us to, you know, face our inner fears and limitations with courage, being open to shed our old self-destructive habits and beliefs that no longer serve us. So these can be beliefs that our cultures have given us, our parents have given us, or what we've made ourselves develop due to unresolved psychological, emotional and spiritual trauma as well. So yeah, this energy allows for new beginnings and, you know, profound healing. So now I'm just going to talk about the fixed stars and how they are sort of influencing us at the time of this Mars's conjunction to Saturn. Okay, so Mars is making a semi-sextile to Alpha Rats. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. So this is associated with freedom and movement, so it can create a sense of restlessness, so, you know, it adds to the conflict that can come up. Mars also makes a trine to Sirius, so, you know, the symbology for this is the mundane becoming sacred. So again, it allows us to put our actions and thoughts towards a higher purpose. Mars is also making a trine to Canopus. So this is known as the Pathfinder. So this supports us and helps us to be guided towards discovering new directions and purpose during this transit. So all of these fixed stars are within a 1 degree orb of this conjunction, so they're really strongly influencing this conjunction. There are others, but these are the ones that are in the 1 degree orb. Mars is also making a sextile to Menkar. So this is linked to being a victim of the unconscious. So this allows us to bring the subconscious thoughts and behaviours, you know, the automatic things that we do, the habits, the comfort zones we've become accustomed to our, you know, to our consciousness, so that we can examine them, become aware of them, and hopefully start or continue resolving that, you know, allowing ourselves to build more positive energies into our lives. Mars also makes a conjunction with Antunnar. So this is associated with rapid endings. So for some of you, there can be sudden closures or endings of relationships or a job or stuff like that, that can really be the focus. And again, this supports that, you know, a war could end or some other long-term conflict in the world can end as well right now. Mars also makes a trine to Ilgun Newbie. So again, this allows for social reform and gives the opportunities for collective change and progress. So again, this is another energy that's supporting that, you know, change. You know, because I don't believe the world's going to end. I think that the ways that humanity do things is ending. So when people talk of end times throughout the religion, this is what I believe, that this place is sort of like a learning place, and I believe in reincarnation and things. So that's why I'm a holistic karmic astrologer. So I believe at this time, you know, there will be a change, maybe just a change within you as an individual of how you go about thinking, you know, because there's a difference between perception and perspective. Perception is how each person thinks about the world or interprets what they see with their eyes and with their ears, but perspective is actually what's going on in the world, you know, and these are different things, and sometimes we can get them mixed up. So yeah, Mars also makes a semi-sextile to the fixed star Vega. So this allows us to be charismatic, so good for sales and marketing, content creation, allows us to tap into the magical, the mystical aspects of life as well, giving us a sort of, you know, a chance to be charming or just laugh at ourselves in the world. And even if we have gone through a lot of painful things in our world, to just be like, in our lives, just to be like, you know what, I'm just going to be creative and I'm just going to heal it. So this is great to write poetry about it, to start that podcast, to continue that podcast, and just to engage people in a captivating manner in whatever it is you choose to do with this energy. So yeah, Mars makes a contra power out about a geese. So this can unblock success pathways. So this can be like, even if life has always told you no, you've tried something many times, you tried to set that business up, you failed businesses, you failed that relationship many, many times before. You know, you want to go back to school and to learn something new, learn a new trade, and you failed many times before. This energy is actually removing the blockages from our way as well. And Mars's power out of ego that happens as well also allows us to access innate wisdom and to share knowledge with others as well. Mars's quinquats to do be combined sort of like love with us being assertive, so it allows us to be loving and, you know, respectful of other people while also being like, I'm not taking no crap from you, you know. And it allows others to do the same as well. So, you know, if you're going to be a tyrant and possessive right now, you know, don't be sort of like surprised if someone you've kind of bullied or suddenly turns around and be like, no, I'm not taking this. So this is when the sudden endings can come in as well during the Mars conjunct Saturn. Saturn also makes a semi-sextile to Alpha Rats. So this allows us to transform the ordinary into something sacred, helps us with us gaining more freedom in our thought and action. Saturn's trying to kind of push, acts as a pathfinder. So it allows us to find that way towards enlightenment. Saturn sextile to mankind warns of unconscious sort of like, you know, our blind spots. So it just kind of wants us and allows us to be aware of our blind spots, the things that we haven't actually thought about that we need to do. So you may want to be a doctor, but it takes about 15 to 20 years of school. Are you prepared to do that? You know, it allows us to get real about what it is we need to do to be our best selves. Saturn's conjunction to Achar again can bring sudden endings, and it wants us to be cautious as we take actions and supports us. Saturn's interaction with Zubin Eganubis allows us to have that positive change and reform as well, and be more constructive in the ways we go about working with others in our communities, in our family, in our relationships. Saturn sextile to Vega, again, as to the creativity, magic feelings that we can feel right now, and just allows us to take up a leadership in our lives, especially if we've been ignoring or unable to take responsibility and accountability before. Saturn's contrapower to Baltagese allows us to easily overcome obstacles at this time, allowing us to, you know, make progress if we are willing to work hard and to stay focused right now. It empowers us to navigate our challenges more and, you know, just be more hopeful. And Saturn's connection with Rigel and Denby allows us again to share that knowledge and to be assertive and loving. So yeah, each of, you know, these aspects and energies hold the key to unlocking deeper insights into the workings of ourselves and the universe if we are open to it. So as you can see, there's a lot of energies that can be like, oh, you know, we can be wasteful and impulsive and more conflict can erupt. But positively, it allows us to set those plans that we set in January or April or that we want to set now, and just be open to change and to using our assertion, our Mars energy, our sexual drives, our motivational drive, our physical drives, our thought drives, more in a disciplined and structured and well thought out way. So now I'm just going to talk about what may happen in relationships when Mars conjunct Saturn. So it can make us have more of a sense of responsibility and stability within our family. We may feel more focused on achieving our long-term goals and working towards achieving them. It can also lead to power struggles or conflicts on the negative end. Communication might become more serious and direct during this time. In terms of friendships, it allows us to create a stronger bond, to be more kind of loyal and committed in our friendships. But negatively, it can add to misunderstandings, as there can be a clash of egos because of our different beliefs in solving problems or just living lives right now. So in friendships, you know, the best use of this energy is to set boundaries, reevaluate our friendship dynamics, and to, you know, just try and be more respectful of each other's opinions. In co-worker relationships, it helps us positively to work together as teams to, you know, achieve common goals with more determination and discipline. But there can be challenges because we can have, you know, power struggles because one person may want to dominate the whole group, and this can just lead to a more kind of rigid and conflict-driven work environment. So it's important that we use clear communication and respect respect everyone's boundaries, and this is how we can, you know, be more positive in our co-worker relationships during this time. In terms of committed relationships, it allows us to bond on that deeper level through, you know, taking accountability for our actions, and can bring more of a mutual desire for stability. So it allows couples to work together towards building a stronger future and tackling issues, so problems, because, you know, we don't communicate enough, so issues that we've been brushing under the carpet and not speaking about, we can speak about these right now. And although there may be moments of friction because of different approaches to handling responsibilities or conflicts, especially those, you know, concerning long-term plans right now, positively, if we're willing to communicate openly, compromise and support each other's different views, and provide a safe space and actively listen, giving each other the time and grace to go away and have breaks and all the rest of it as well, we can become more stronger and resilient as a couple right now. And as long as everyone involved is prepared to work towards growth and understanding and put that hard work in to resolve conflicts in the relationships, in hookup relationships there can be a deeper exploration of personal boundaries and communication styles, and emotions may become more of a focus in these connections right now, and it can bring intense focus on individual desires and goals within these hookup connections as well. So the amplification of passion and drive can sort of like bring up power struggles that may need to be addressed. So maybe the relationship's imbalance, there's issues with consent and stuff like that. It allows us to communicate clearly what we expect or what we don't want, to set mutual expectations and to prioritize respect for each other's freedom and, you know, personal space. Allows us to reflect on our own individual needs and encourages us to be more assertive in expressing our boundaries and expectations as well, and have those intense, important conversations about what the nature of relationship is, because some of you may want it to turn into a committed relationship, one partner may want it to end, you know, so just conversations that will allow you to have a deeper level of the connection, you know, and each partner's involved needs, and even if it's a deeper understanding of the fact that one of you wants to keep it casual, you know. So as long as we have a willingness to be honest and act with respect and to address rather than run from the issues that come up right now, if we are prepared to do that, then we can really, you know, grow in our casual hookup relationships right now. So overall, the conjunction of Mars and Saturn on the 10th of April 2024 allows for us to grow, to self-reflect and transform the things in our lives that need to be transformed. It's a time for hard work and patience and perseverance and discipline, and allowing ourselves to have that delayed gratification but building in that fun to avoid burnout, where we can, you know, make great kind of progress forward in our personal, professional, spiritual lives and with our creative energy as well. It challenges us to use our energy and our resources, whether it be our time, money, relationships, our thoughts, in a more structured and focused way, and to build that self-resilience and stability in face of adversity, and finding out how to manage our emotional, psychological and spiritual needs as well, and to kind of like confront our illusions with courage and honesty, and to nurture our physical and emotional well-being. And if we do that, we can, you know, navigate this time with more awareness, grace and resilience. Now I'm just going to quickly talk about what Mars and Saturn are doing in 2024. So they make 9 other aspects. So, you know, we have this conjunction, what happens on the 10th of April. Then Mars makes a semi-sextile to Saturn on the 23rd of May. And that lasts to the 26th of May. Then Mars makes a semi-square to Saturn on the 13th of June. Mars then makes a sextile to Saturn on the 5th of July. Also makes a quintile to Saturn on the 20th of July. Mars makes a square to Saturn on the 14th of August. Mars makes a trine to Saturn on the 28th of September. And Mars makes a sestile quadrant to Saturn on the 27th of October. So yeah, as you can see, Saturn and Mars are meeting once a month, whether it be in a semi-square or semi-sextile, and it's a balance of hard and difficult and even esoteric energy with the sestaquadrant and the quintile that Saturn and Mars are making together. So when Mars makes a conjunction to Saturn, as we know, it brings discipline, action, assertiveness and determination, but negatively it can make us feel frustrated if we don't manage our energies effectively. We can just waste this energy. So the best use of this is, as I said, to be more patient, to take a structured approach to tasks, and to use the combined energies of Mars to achieve long-term success through strategic planning and hard work. So to support this, we've got Mars's semi-sextile to Saturn. So the work that we start here, when Mars comes together with the semi-sextile to Saturn, it can help us be more productive and efficient. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to put a link eventually to the blog post I'm going to be writing about this, so you can see all the dates and, you know, for your future reference. So anyway, yeah, Mars's semi-sextile to Saturn allows us to take practical actions towards our goals, but again, it can lead to a conflict between us being impulsive and cautious as well. And the best use of this energy is to, you know, pursue our goals in a measured and focused way, set realistic goals, rethinking the timelines that we made when Mars was conjunct Saturn, and to, you know, take the daily steps to bring more stability and to make steady progress towards reaching our goals. When Mars makes a semi-square to Saturn, it's a wake-up call to, again, strengthen our resolve and commitment to achieving our goals. It wants us and supports us in confronting our limitations head-on again, and providing the energy to overcome them and supporting our personal growth and development. But negatively, again, it can test our patience and perseverance because it can bring frustration and delays. So the best use of this energy is for self-improvement, building resilience, and focus on maintaining a balance between assertiveness and discipline, and allowing ourselves to overcome our obstacles and giving ourselves, you know, time and love and nurturing and self-care. When Mars makes a sextile to Saturn, so this is positive energy that allows us to easily blend and work with our action and motivation, drive, and be disciplined in the actions and words that we use. But negatively, Mars's sextile to Saturn can make us too cautious or restrictive in taking action. The best use of this energy is to pursue our goals with determination and patience, and balance ambition with practicality. Mars's quintile to Saturn allows us to take more of an innovative approach to combining Mars's assertiveness with Saturn's wisdom. But negatively, it can lead to challenges in finding a balance between pushing forward and being patient. The best use of this energy is to think outside of the box, finding new ways to overcome obstacles while staying grounded in reality. Mars's square to Saturn provides a powerful driving force to us overcoming our limitations and obstacles. But negatively, it can make us feel frustrated and blocked in our actions. So the best use of this energy is to channel it into strategic planning and perseverance, and acknowledge our challenges and opportunities for growth. Then Mars makes a trine to Saturn in its next aspect, as I said, there were nine. So again, this allows us to bring more stability, creativity, productivity and efficiency into our life. But negatively, it can make us complacent, just be like lazy, lacking drive, or not focusing on the bigger details and neglecting our routines and stuff like that as well. So it's important to use this energy to, you know, regain our focus if we've been losing it, and take consistent steps towards reaching our success. Mars makes a sestaquadrant to Saturn right now, so it allows us to make changes and adjustments in how we approach situations, and this can lead to growth and resilience. Negatively, it can create tension between wanting to move forward quickly and the need for careful planning. And the best use of this energy is to embrace the discomfort that it brings up and use it as an opportunity for refining, you know, changing, looking at the goals that you set. Mars's sestaquadrant to Saturn happens in October, so we're you know, towards the end of the year, and this is the last contact that Mars and Saturn make. So it just allows us to sort of like continue or start building that growth and resilience. Negatively, again, it can create tension between wanting to move forward quickly and the need for careful planning, or for us, you know, between the side of us that wants to achieve things in life and the side of us that wants to self-neglect and sabotage because of our unhealed emotional, psychological and spiritual trauma. So, you know, the best use of this energy is to embrace the discomfort that we feel in our thought, feelings and action and relationships, looking at the things we need to change or let go of, and use it to refine our plans and our strategies and the methods we are using. You know, maybe you need to go to bed earlier, maybe you've been doing too much Netflix and chilling, maybe you've been drinking too much, eating too much food, drinking too much energy drinks, you know, watching, just spending too much time on online forums, making snarky comments, you know, just looking at the things that you need to change, and allows us to strengthen our willpower and resolve and determination, and helps us just be like, you know what, I don't care if it takes me 10, 15, 20 years, I am going to do it. I am going to take the step to heal what needs to be healing and assert myself in the right ways, and to use my motivation, energy in the right ways, and to accept my karma, and to see obstacles and delays as a chance to allow me to take time out to think on the things that I need to change to, you know, achieve the things I want to achieve. So yeah, that's the end of this special on Mars' conjunction to Saturn that happens on the 10th of April. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe and share. It really helps. Drop me a comment. And yeah, just thanks to everyone that listens to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.